If I wanted to summarize today's readings, it would be this. It's decision time. The word decide at its root means to cut off. Of course, we know the more modern meaning is to make up your mind. And we hear that invitation in today's readings. Today's first reading, taken from the book of Joshua, recalls a decisive moment for the people of God. The Exodus and 40 years wandering in the desert are over. They've not only entered the promised land under Joshua's leadership, with the Lord's help, they've conquered it. With a long journey behind them, where the Lord not only accompanied and guided them, but also worked great signs and wonders, they now had to decide if they would still serve him or turn back to the pagan gods they left behind. Joshua tells them they can do whatever they want, but he's already made his decision. He and his household will serve the Lord. Everything the Lord has offered is freely given, just as is freely accepted. They're free to simply decide to go back to their old way of life, even though they'd be foolish to do so. The Israelites, in the face of all the Lord has done for them, acknowledge that they'd be crazy to turn away from God now. However, as the book of Judges reminds us, they soon did turn away from the Lord after Joshua passed away. In today's gospel, we see the culmination in the aftermath of Jesus' Bread of Life discourse. Over four Sundays, we've heard Jesus teaching about the Eucharist, about the fact that his body and blood are true food and drink. Now today, our readings present the moment of decision for those who follow him. Do you trust Jesus? Do you believe Jesus? To do so requires faith, not just understanding. We hear that as a result of his teachings, many disciples of Jesus return to the former way of life. Our Lord even poses the question to the 12, and Peter's response holds a lesson we should all consider in our own life of faith. Belief is supported by grace, and it is through belief that we understand some of the deepest mysteries of God. If we try to start with the reasons, as we've seen over the last few Sundays, some truths of God will remain out of reach for us, and we'll fall back to the certainties we know, as many of the disciples did in today's gospel. We shouldn't be shy about asking our Lord to help us in our unbelief. As Peter describes it in his response to the Lord, believing leads to conviction. We can live a life of faith without understanding it thoroughly, and somehow it all fits together. The apostles are building on an experience of God and his mysteries that they've had ever since they started following Jesus, which in turn was built on their understanding of God before Jesus' coming, that had been lived and passed down for generations throughout salvation history. Maybe there are tenets of the Catholic faith that you struggle with, and that's good. As I tell the RCIA participants, if you're not struggling, you're not listening. Perhaps the faith area that you struggle with is the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Perhaps the area that causes you to hesitate to the full practice of your faith is the requirement to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Perhaps you struggle with Jesus' teaching on marriage and divorce. Whatever causes you to doubt, to not trust the Lord, you're still here, and that's a good thing. As I said in a homily several weeks ago, we owe it to ourselves to learn why the church teaches what she does and why the church believes what she teaches. Perhaps if we understood the why, we would come to believe and no longer doubt. As an aside note, our RCIA sessions, which start in a few weeks, are open to all of you. I publish in the bulletin each week the upcoming topic for that Thursday night's RCIA session. If you see a topic that you struggle with, that troubles you, or you have a hard time understanding, come to that RCIA session. Joshua and our Lord in today's readings invite their listeners to trace the signs and wonders of salvation history all the way to their doorstep. The Israelites, at least in the moment recalled in today's first reading, could not deny all that the Lord had done for them, before asking them to renew their faith commitment in him. The 12, except Judas, of course, did the same thing when Jesus tested their faith through the teaching of the Eucharist. If you've lived a life of faith, you can trace salvation all the way from Adam and Eve to the spot in which you're sitting this morning. If you can't, it's not too late to retrace your steps and to get back on track to the promised land. Our Lord will guide you if you simply ask him. So it's decision time. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.